It's Wednesday, June 24th, and you're tuned in to the 1080p Podcast.
Prove it!
I just looked at my watch, and there's a date complication. Right. It says it's the 24th.
Oh, no.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
What's up, everybody?
Dude.
What?
I don't know why. I'm just tired.
Now you're sleepy?
I think we had too much food.
We or you?
Me. Because I'm sleepy.
Whose fault is that?
I'm so sleepy.
Listen, you didn't have to have rice and pierogies tonight.
Hey, and chicken.
And the apple thing.
And the apple thing.
With your ice cream topping.
And bubble tea.
Yeah.
I want a nap.
Yeah, listen, I told you. You didn't have to double up on the carbs.
But that's how I live my life.
I know, but... listen next time.
All right. I'll think about it.
Yes. Hey, good news.
What?
I think Canada's on its way back to the road of normalcy.
Korea says otherwise, but okay.
Okay, you're probably right. Anyways, I want to bring up a topic.
Go.
So, yes, I guess Canada's technically all out of lockdown now.
Well, not fully. It's not like we're back to normal.
No, but we're not like... forcibly locked down, stores are closed, state of pandemic.
Yes, it is. You can go out. You still have limits on how many people can be inside where.
Yeah.
Wear a mask, please. Yeah. Don't be crazy.
Most restaurants are still takeout only unless they have a patio option.
Yes, yes.
And gatherings are to 10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a problem that's come up.
Okay.
That I regularly come across. So we can go out now,
mm-hmm.
but with everybody, you know, being all safe and stuff from the virus.
Yes.
When you're out in public, especially if you're not near your household and you're maybe in another city or not and whatever.
Okay.
And you're out all day with your friends.
As you do.
What happens when you need to pee?
I go to the bathroom.
Where?
Like a public bathroom.
What public bathroom?
I know some places.
Listen, I know some places, but it's not as easy anymore.
The thing is like, when I'm out with people not in the city I live in.
Yes.
I'm usually out with one person.
Yes.
And when I'm out with that person, we go to the same place because nobody hassles you for being in that parking lot.
Okay.
And that area happens to be a very large series of buildings. Where people would normally be educated at.
The doors are open?
And so you can go into a lot of those areas that aren't, the stores inside are not open.
No, but I didn't realize you could still access the facilities.
But you can access the facility and you can go to the bathroom.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a lot of my way. So my most reliable source is Walmart.
Why don't you just use nature? As God intended.
I can, but...
just hold it till it's dark?
No, it's fine.
And good to go.
I could totally do that. But...
behind a Walmart dumpster. Like, God intended.
But sometimes, like, I just... it's not right. It's just not right sometimes.
It's just not right.
It's just not right.
Think of the children.
I think, yeah. You know? But anyways, that's just, you know, came across my
go
mind.
Go find a park with a tube slide. And then pee in the
So slime. This comes up because I read an article that was trending on Twitter yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And like this was a real thing. And a couple people are just peeing themselves in public.
Huh? Like just they're pissing their pants.
Yes.
Like are they wearing Depends?
No.
They're just peeing.
Yes.
This can't be real.
Granted, you know, it was isolated to a couple American states. Yeah, whatever. I'm calling shots on you, America. You guys are kind of fucked up right now.
This is very hilarious and funny.
Yeah.
And definitely fantastic.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go out on a limb.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this is not normal.
No.
And I'm going to say that the people who have been doing this or had been caught doing this are a little special.
Had been caught doing this.
I'm going to say that they're special.
Yeah, it's something, right? Like it's a...
That's some... That's like new low hillbilly shit. They're like two steps away from just being like, you know, China's are cutting holes in kids' pants and they're shitting on the street. That sounds like a good idea. Like...
Yeah, so it was just a story that came across, and like I felt like I related to it because I'm like, yeah, you know, it's been hard to go.
You feel like you're related to it.
Not related, but like I understand the plight, but also like, listen, I'm not crazy. Like
No, I'm definitely like, if it's an emergency, like I've definitely been out, and I'm like, sometimes I'm just like, I'm into whatever I'm doing, like reading a book or on my laptop or whatever, and I'm just like, oh fuck, I need to take a piss, like real bad.
Yeah.
It's bottle time, baby. Like,
okay. Yeah, but still, you're not pissing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're pissing a bottle or whatever, but pissing yourself, that's new low. That's crazy.
Mm.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't have the answers to these questions.
Stupid. I don't like it.
Anyways, for all of you out there, stay safe, you know.
I'm sad now.
Find a washroom. It's hot, so I understand. Drink lots of fluids. Keep your masks on. And
don't piss yourself.
That was my next sentence.
Oh, my God.
With that, let's check out a question.
Go.
From...
I'm so sad.
What?
I'm so sad.
Okay, well, how about you walk over here with me? We're going to go to Khan's corner.
All right, Khan. What's up? What's up, baby?
It's Deal Breakers.
Deal Breakers.
Hey, TNIB crew.
Mm-hmm.
Been a while. Got hectic for a bit, but things have settled down for the most part. Hope things are going well for you all. I recently had been getting into the Witcher series.
Okay.
Played the first one a long time ago, since it was one of the few games on Mac.
It's an old game.
And a Mac was all I had for a while. Now, empowered with a gaming PC and poor time management decisions, I wanted to play through the series and see how it went. I heard that it does a save file transfer system, and I've always enjoyed those systems and wanted to try it. The Witcher 1 was fine. Dated, of course, but I enjoyed it. Witcher 3, I absolutely love, but the from the open but compact world to the fun combat to the colorful characters I get to meet, I've been really enjoying my time.
Mm-hmm.
However, Witcher 2 was a bit of an odd one out. It had a lot of middle book syndrome where the story felt weird in places and often stuff just happened even though maybe it shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the biggest struggle was just the PC port overall. Any system gameplay changes had to be made outside of the game and in the launcher. From graphical settings to basic control, it was annoying to quit the game to fully mess around with the settings and relaunch everything to see if it worked as I intended. But the real killer for me was the save file management system. There were three types of saves: manual, quick save, and autosave. About par for the course. However, manual and autosave constantly made a new file each time, and there were a lot of checkpoints in the game. After a few hours of playing, I had over 100 save files and counting. I didn't realize this at first, but when I did, I tried to cut down on them, only to find there was no easy in-game method to manage files.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to manually delete, go back into the menu, and repeat the process. Luckily, I found an easier method. I finished the game, and while I didn't hate the game, the annoying implementation of these features killed any interest I had in replaying it, alongside some awkward story elements.
Hmm.
What are some gaming or other hobby deal breakers for you? Has there been a game or media that had a deal breaker but you still continued? Why? Hope you guys stay safe and nerdy, and I hope to continue my emails a bit more. Take care, everyone. Sincerely, Rafid Khan.
I can't tell if it was the tone of the email or just your... very kind, soft voice for some reason. Very out of character.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I was just like, you know, I was just kind of like, oh, thanks, man.
What were we going to get?
Deal breakers? There's definitely a couple, but, like, there's nothing... Like that save system thing sounded annoying. But to me, that's not a deal breaker. I don't know.
Oops.
Why did you just like deep throat your bubble tea straw? What the fuck?
My bad, sorry.
What'd you do?
I tried to get it all the bubbles.
Trying to get all those balls?
Yeah, but I couldn't fit it all in my mouth.
My God.
I had to go in for a second suck.
Oh, this analogy went too far.
So deal breakers.
So yeah, like there was definitely... So remember Fallout 3 on the PS3?
Do I ever?
When anytime you got any sort of notification, be it your friend's online, your friend sent you a message, it would pause your game until that notification went away.
Yep.
That's a deal breaker.
Yep.
But also, like, it didn't stop me from playing that game. Once they fixed it, I went back to it.
But they had to fix it.
Yeah.
I think that counts. If you stop playing it until they fixed it,
I think that's a deal breaker.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker. But I'm saying, like, for me, those deal breakers are, like, really extreme instances like that. Where...
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be something that's, like, enjoyment-breaking. And I think I have a high tolerance for that. Or...
You do have a high tolerance for bad stuff.
Oh, they're so fun. It's so fun. Or... It would have to be something where... To actually play the game, the barrier to entry is just too high for me to even start.
Like
an EVE Online.
Oh, I thought you said like White Knight Chronicles 2.
Like, or White Knight Chronicles 2. Like, I have that game. I've been meaning to play it, but it's like, beat the first game first. I'm like,
You see, I like that. That's so hardcore.
Oh, that's super hardcore.
Like, I like that.
But I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do that right now.
Okay. Right?
The other one is like, PC installers.
Oh yeah.
So there's a lot of compatibility stuff with installing games on the PC, yes. Especially if they're not part of like a launcher, like a Steam or a Rockstar Social Club or an Epic Game Store and stuff like that.
Right.
If you just have like a standalone, I remember days of standalone games where it's just like, hey, you don't have certain drivers and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And eventually, like if I couldn't get a game to work in like an hour, like, ooh. If I couldn't get a game to install in, like, an hour, 2 hours...
Yes.
I would just give up on the game and then return it.
Oh.
Like, if I'm paying you money, it should be...
Money.
It should be extremely easy for me to access your product.
Sure.
In a professional sense. But this also, for some reason, applies to a modding sense. Where...
What do you mean?
Like, I've been wanting to play Thug Pro on the PC.
Okay.
It's a Tony Hawk Pro Skater mod. Where it's the Underground 2 engine, but you can play any Tony Hawk level from any Tony Hawk game.
Sure.
Of American Wasteland and backwards, not the Project 8 and stuff.
Okay.
But to do that, you need an ISO of Tony Hawk Underground 2, and I haven't been able to find one.
Like you need a disc image, you mean?
You need a disc image, or you need a legit PC copy of that game. And if you want a legit PC copy of that game, it costs an arm and a leg. And I've been trying to find, like, a gray market version.
Is that what they call it?
I think that's what the kids are calling it nowadays, right? And I've been trying to find other ways to get this computer version of the video game. But the sites I've been linked to are so sketchy that I'm just like, I'm not even going to fucking open this link. Fuck this.
Okay.
So, again, if it's not easy for me to start to even enjoy it, then I'm not going to use it.
Fair enough.
I think a perfect example of third parties doing it right is a PSO2 tweaker that I talked about a while ago. It gives you all the install files. It'll install all the patches and stuff for you automatically. It's a great launcher.
Right.
But also, it has to link with the Microsoft Store, because the Microsoft Store has to verify your purchase and then do all that stuff. Correct. But the installer comes with a PowerShell executable that will automatically, when you install the game through PSO2 Tweaker, it'll trick Windows Store into thinking that you bought it and installed it, right?
Okay.
But normally to do that manually is a huge fucking pain in the ass.
Okay.
But these guys developed a completely automated system that will do it for you. Like, that's perfect. So, yeah, the deal breakers very rarely have to do with the actual thing in the game, and usually have to do with me starting the game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I understand that. Yeah, it's like...
Like, once I have it running, and I've had some time with it, and I'm like, oh, I've had a good time, and oh, this is like a minor problem, I'll come back to it later, or whatever, then I'm willing to give it way more benefit of the doubts than I am if it just doesn't work from the jump.
Okay. No, that's fair. I think for me, deal breakers, I think I have a lot of deal breakers. I'm easy to dissuade. The first couple of years for any third-party PlayStation 3 games made were big deal breakers for me.
Okay.
A lot of it was just like, man, this is some real shitty frame rate. And like...
Oh, really? Just like frame rate and stuff like that?
Yeah, if frames were like 20 frames...
Not having it.
It's like, fuck it, forget this.
Wow, right? Okay.
Like a lot of early PS3 third party titles were like that.
They were like 20 frames, yeah.
Yeah, because then you'd move on. And they're 30 frames, and they weren't as sharp on their resolution. Then you played them on the 360, you're like, oh, this is so much nicer.
This is what it's like to have a system that people know how to develop for.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is a great game. So yeah, so like things like that were easy deal breakers for me. The save system thing that he talked about, I didn't mind it in Witcher 2. Because... But then I guess that comes from years of like being a JRPG fan, and you're always making multiple saves in those games. So when The Witcher did it automatically, I was like, great, I could go back to any point in time as long as I kind of remembered where it was. It didn't really affect anything, so.
Broad space, Vince. All those save files.
Save files? What? Like a couple megs?
Yo, that's a whole PS2 memory card right there. Come on.
That's true. I never thought of it. But you're on PC Master Race Elite System. Come on.
I only got 8 megs of memory card space.
Okay. Deal breakers for me when I can't remap controls the way I want them in racing games.
I can see that being an issue.
Like, if I can't use the triggers for accelerator and brake.
Yeah.
Because early on in the PlayStation, or even in shooting games, not as much, but in racing games, definitely. Early on in the PlayStation days, they didn't let you use the back triggers.
Yeah.
The PS3 ones.
And they would just do, like, it was circles break and X's
go. And yeah. I couldn't stand it.
I find that fine for, like, arcade racers.
Even that. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So, like, if I can't do that, then I won't even bother. Mm-hmm. Same thing if I can't remap the camera to invert the y-axis. Like, if we're playing any game and I can't invert the y-axis on the camera,
yeah,
I can't play it.
Yeah, but you're wrong there. that's the part where, like, you're just wrong. So I don't really know what to tell you.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I?
I don't really know. Like, unless you're flying a ship, flying, like, a spaceship.
I'm flying the camera.
No, it's not a spaceship.
I'm flying the camera. Like, I'm flying a fucking drone, my friend.
If you're flying, you know what? If you're flying a drone, that's an aircraft.
That's what the camera is in a video game. It's a drone.
No. It's not that fucking Lupita, whatever the fuck the cloud thing is from Mario 64. Holding the
camera. Yeah, it is. No. So you know. No.
When your character is bolted to the ground, it's really weird to have the camera inverted.
Nah.
It's super weird.
It's super normal.
No.
It's the most normal thing in the world.
Just disagree. I disagree.
But yeah, no, deal breakers, yeah. I don't think there are any ones on the technical scale that I can think of that are really pressing. Like, I can think of games where it's like, I don't like this game mechanic. I'm going to stop playing.
Yeah. I think a lot of the reason I play bad games is because I have such leniency, and like my deal breaker level is so extremely low.
Yes.
That I'm like, oh, let's see this fucking garbage through because it's so trash.
Yeah, well, I don't have the time.
Yeah, there's definitely some games where, like, I've played it, and as I'm playing it, I'm like, I shouldn't be playing this. Mm. But then I continue and I beat it, and then I beat it again.
Yeah.
Like, what was last year's Warriors All-Stars? The Tecmo Koei Musou game.
Wow.
I went through that with, like, 7 characters.
Why?
It's hot trash.
I know.
But it's kind of fun. Oh, God. It's got some redeeming qualities.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Go away.
You can level up a meter that then fills your screen with more dudes.
I don't like this. No.
All right, fine.
Yeah, so there you go. Those are some deal breakers. I don't know, nothing too crazy. Yeah, nothing I can think of.
Is there anything that's in a game that will automatically get you to play it?
That will get me to play.
Yeah, that's like the reverse of a deal breaker.
Ooh.
Like, if there's like a feature or something that's in the game, you'll be like, I'll give this a shot.
I don't know if they're
Ingrish. That's it for me, baby.
Really?
That's... You need that terrible voice acting. If I'm in there with that foreign people trying to speak English, but it's terrible, I'm in.
No.
No. Bad English is
the
best.
I'm trying to think, and I just don't know. Like, I think about all my favorite games, and I'm like, do they have something in common that would, like...
Shooting yourself in the face.
I mean, yeah, that's great.
What if you played Uncharted, and then you shot yourself in the head, and then you summoned a demon?
That's a different game. That's a totally different game. Yeah, no, I don't know.
You have to battle the souls of all the people you killed.
No, there's nothing that would be, like, instant get in there.
Yeah, I didn't think there would be.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah. No. Sorry.
I went for the shot in the dark.
Yeah. Nope, 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 nope.
But for real, English, though.
I mean, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
Okay.
It's fun.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for writing in, Rafid.
Thank you.
Let's move on to Picks of the Week, because there's a lot of them.
Do you want to go? You want me to go?
Sure. I can go first.
All right, go.
Do it! You can handle all the Vigi games. All
right.
Because...
As I normally do, yes.
Yeah, just go for it. Because I only have one pick. I think. Did you talk about Crash Bandicoot 4?
No.
Okay, neither did I. Okay.
The fuck is Crash Bandicoot 4? What?
What?
Is this real?
That's a real game.
No, it's not.
That's a real
game. Come on. Oh my god. Xbox One. Oh no. How are they gonna do your boy like that?
That's like when Sonic went to Nintendo.
Oh man. It is like Sonic went to... Oh, wow, this looks terrible. This definitely looks like Crash Bandicoot.
Yes!
Oh look, and there's an oddly... Why do they always do that? How come they make guy animals look like animals, but then when they make a girl animal that's all like anthropomorphized and...
Oh, she looks hot?
Cute in this case, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why is every girl character who's an animal Lola Bunny?
Because sex sells?
I guess.
Anyway, sorry. That wasn't my real pick. I don't remember you saying or talking about it prior to recording.
I didn't know it existed until right now.
Okay, this is a little bit of like inside baseball audience, but me and Anthony have a pre-ramble of what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we talk about stuff. We show videos.
Yeah, so...
Sometimes I show a video and I forget to talk about it.
Yeah, and...
A lot.
And I didn't remember if you showed Crash Bandicoot 4.
I did not.
Because I figured that's some hot video game news.
It is.
So, there you go.
If it was 1999! Who cares?
I don't know. It's 20 years later.
Well, I guess they're still making fucking Ratchet and Clank games.
And yeah, man.
Yeah.
Mario's still around.
They're bringing back mascot platformers.
Yeah. No, my real pick is WWDC happened.
I'm sorry, what?
WWDC.
Okay.
The Worldwide Developer Conference. Apple's Developer Conference.
Oh, this is why I don't care.
Yes. All right. Yeah. I'm going to say one thing. They showed off iOS 14.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, you know what they did?
Welcome to early 2000s, my friend. Mid-2000s.
Hold on, I wouldn't say that. I would call it just, welcome to Android.
Yeah, that too.
So they made Android.
They made widgets.
It's more than that.
Mm.
No, I mean like, they took more features from Android.
I only saw widgets.
Okay, widgets was... widgets is a thing,
mm-hmm.
but they took a lot of small features, things that Android has had for years, things that, like, Apple should have had for years, but for some reason they didn't.
Like a good operating system?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I didn't say it. I didn't say that. Just like a small tweaks, right?
Okay.
Like, just like, you know, when you have Google Assistant, it's just a little thing that pops up at the bottom of your screen?
Yeah.
So, because Siri usually takes up your whole screen.
Yeah.
So they just change that.
That's ridiculous.
But, I mean, do either of us use Google Assistant or Siri?
Here's the thing I want to know.
Yeah.
Is at what point...
Do they just become the same?
And at what point is there just a phone monopoly?
I don't think that'll ever happen. Only because, like, look at PlayStation and Xbox. They should be the same at this point.
I'm waiting for Dreamcast 2, baby.
Like, they should be they will never be the same for reasons, but they will always be... you know what it is? It's like the two parallel lines that never... TJ, what's that math thing called?
Oh, yeah, what's that math thing called? Where it's two lines that they exponentially get closer to each other, but they never touch.
They're parallel.
No, parallel is just...
Yeah, but the thing is, like, they started off super different, and then they get super close, but then never touch.
Like an asymptote?
Sure.
Yeah,
is that it?
Is that what it is? Yeah, I think so. Because parallels just, they never touch ever. Asymptote.
I'm looking at it.
Well, asymptote is basically, there's a line that it comes.
That's the one where it's, but they go opposite.
No. I forget what it's called, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I took 3 months of calculus. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Anyways, yes, yes. So yeah, so the iOS 14, yeah. Pretty cool. They had some neat features that were like brand new features that were kind of just like, oh, that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know like how useful or like how much people are going to want that. Like they have, they basically turn the back of your phone into a button.
What?
Yeah. So like you could double tap on the back.
Like
and
a
you,
pro gamer button?
It's just you double tap on the back of your phone anywhere and that basically signals a command.
Oh, the whole back.
The whole back.
That's ridiculous.
Anywhere.
You how could, expensive is this new phone going to be?
It's not. It's just a tap. It's just a...
That's insane.
They did double tap and triple tap. And what you could do is you could link it to Siri and Siri can fill up any command. So basically you could do whatever you want.
Wow.
So that was like
so
a cool...
So you like double tap the back and then bring up, unlock and bring up your camera.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sick.
Yeah, or like you could double tap and just bring up... your banking details. I don't know. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. Shit you want. They have this other feature where it's like, it'll pick up noises that you don't hear. Like, so if your doorbell rings,
yeah.
You can assign it to the to a message you if it hears your doorbell but you don't.
That's creepy.
That's kind of next level,
yeah,
though, right?
Yeah.
Like, I guess if you have headphones on and then you hear it.
Yeah, I guess so. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but like, there's things, but whatever. The point is. It looks a lot like Android.
Yes.
Like, let's be real. So that's that. But the big news that they announced was they've shown off the future of the Mac.
Tell me about it.
They have not... They are using a custom chip going forward. They are not using Intel.
Wow.
It's going to be over a two-year transition period.
Everybody else is using AMD. Apple's gone off of Intel.
Yeah,
they got left Dell and Lenovo. Like,
yeah, so like
on?
that's wild. So I want to know what they're gonna like, what their new MacBooks are gonna look like, just because it's gonna be, I guess, some like a larger version of what they have in the iPad, right? Mm. And the iPads are effectively powerhouse machines with pretty good thermal capabilities.
Yeah,
right. Like they have no fans in those things, right?
I don't think so. So.
But they put out a lot of power considering.
They put out a decent amount of heat too.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they could do in a full sized laptop body.
Yeah, now. And it's probably like natural, like it's a natural course of things for Apple.
Yeah.
Where like they're like, hey, but what if we like could get into our own chip making?
Yeah.
Thing, right? Because if we do it successfully, fuck the middleman. Like it's all in house, baby.
Yeah. But it'd be interesting to see what that looks like, because obviously that means that. I think only Apple could do this, though, because, like... Because
they're rich?
Oh, not that they're rich, but they have enough influence, right? Like, if Apple makes a decision, the industry follows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like a smaller company couldn't do this, because then you'd have the developers being like, well, why should we develop for you?
Yo, but research in motion. BlackBerry phones, baby. They had tons of influence.
No, but they were.
Well.
Listen, BBM, man, that's all they had.
Me and Brian had to talk about this on my Twitch stream the other day.
Listen, that was the Canadian company who thought that they were on top of the world and never decided to move forward.
Fuck America! Yeah, and then they got shit on.
Yeah. So bye bye.
Okay.
But yeah, so the future of Apple computers looks interesting, mm-hmm. I guess. Then they showed off. Their new OS,
mm-hmm.
and this one's significant because they put a new number to it.
Is what number is it now?
Well, it's
not like Sea Lion or something like.
Well, I think I'm on Catalina. Anyways, it's OS 10 is what we've been on for what feels like for forever. Mac OS 10.
Oh, okay.
In this version is Catalina, but they put out OS 11.
They didn't skip it. They didn't skip a number.
Big Surf.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
That's what they called their OS.
Fun.
So, honestly, it looks like a whole bunch of just cosmetic changes. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff under the hood, but like, it's like, oh, we made things round.
I hope they release the new like 12.
Yeah,
and it's called like Nier Automata. Like, whoa. Then I'd buy a Mac. I was like, I want my computer to become sentient and sad.
Oh, wow, yeah. But yeah, no. So that was the developer conference. You know, interesting stuff. I guess you know.
No sweet new headphones, no...
Well, developers conference is usually all software.
Okay.
So, like, they didn't announce it. Like, sometimes they would show off a hardware, but it looks like... No. Just,
Here's widgets.
They showed off a cool thing where it's like... They have an update to the AirPods now where it'll know which device you are actively holding. Like, if you put down your iPhone and your AirPods connected, you pick up your iPad...
Yeah.
It'll switch...
What if I hold both?
I don't know. I think it depends on which one is actually being used more. Like, it'll just figure out which one you want to use.
Like, through active inputs, I guess?
Yeah, and it'll just recognize.
Damn, that's pretty cool.
So.
Not gonna lie, it's pretty cool.
I mean, that's some future tech, so. But then, yeah, September will be the new phones, and I'm assuming the new watch, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so we'll look forward to it. I'll see you there with $1,500
ready. I'm sure they will have products in time for Christmas.
Of course. Of course. Oh, that's the thing I was going to say, because usually Apple does these things on stage, right?
Yeah.
Like, as a live event.
Mm-hmm. And they did it again.
No, they couldn't.
Yeah, I know.
So this is the first time Apple put together a video.
Oh, wow.
And it was really well done.
Was it better than the live performance?
I think so. It's kind of like, they had like a lot of like cheesy and corny transitions and a lot of fake acting, but like, it was pretty cool.
How many turtlenecks were in the video?
Zero.
What?
Jobs is dead. He's been dead for years.
So what? Just wear turtlenecks. That was like mandatory uniform.
No.
If you work at the Genius Bar, you gotta wear a turtleneck.
I think no one's allowed to wear turtlenecks
there. Oh, that's the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
you know, that makes sense.
You can't wear a turtleneck there. You're like, who the fuck do you think you are? I think if Bill Gates walked in with a turtleneck, he'd be murdered. Like, you can't.
He should do it. He should walk in, do that video where he jumped over a chair, do that again, but wearing a turtleneck.
Oh yeah.
But really, the chair signifies Steve Jobs' grave.
Whoa.
Because he was jumping past him.
Oh my god. Dark. Tell me about video games.
Sure.
Okay.
So the EA Sports.
EA Sports.
It's in the game.
Big.
those were the days. They had their EA event. They had an event where they showed off EA games. And I'm going to tell you, buddy boy, it's a fucking waste of time.
Oh, no.
It's a waste of a fucking hour. No. There was some cool stuff. There's like a Command & Conquer remaster, which for all you retro RTS kids, I think would be pretty cool. And when I saw that, I thought about it, and I'm like, there really hasn't been like a good new RTS since like StarCraft 2.
Well, there's no need. There's no demand.
But you make the demand.
No, MOBAs killed RTS.
Bro. But I want to face off against Boxer in StarCraft 2.
Listen, tell the kids to stop playing League and maybe you'll get an RTS.
Okay, Tencent needs to make a fucking RTS game.
Why? They can't sell you that. I can't sell you on microtransactions.
Exactly. Everybody's complaining about League of Legends now. Nobody plays Dota.
Yeah, but guess what? They're still playing it.
All right. I guess. So yeah, Command & Conquer's cool. There's a new Apex event called Lost Treasures.
I heard about this.
There's a lot of cool costumes and stuff like that. There was a big kerfuffle because one of the Wraith skins, where she's all gold, had no headshot hitbox. So if you wore that skin, you could not be shot in the head.
Whoa.
So that was an oversight.
That seems a little...
So yeah, you know, it's a little pay to win. It's a little pay to win. Mm. Not gonna lie.
Mm.
Then they had Star Wars Squadron.
They did! They
had like a big 5-minute gameplay trailer. Yeah. You played a whole game in VR.
Yeah!
It is not Starhawk, unfortunately.
No!
There is multiplayer and a single-player story campaign.
Yes.
Team Deathmatch and, what was it, their equivalent of the Battlefield Rush mode?
Fleet Battle.
Yeah, Fleet Battle.
Yeah.
This game looks pretty cool. They went a lot more in-depth into like star fighting than I thought they would. There was some interviews during the event that weren't in this video that I showed you, where they're saying like you could do advanced maneuvers, like just turn off your engines mid-flight,
no,
180 whip around and like shoot the guy behind you and do crazy shit like that. So there's like a lot of room for mastery. They said.
I need this game.
You need flight sticks, baby.
I need VR.
You need VR and flight sticks.
Yeah, I need two flight sticks.
Yeah, you need one throttle control and one like pitch and yaw, man. Yeah, you gotta get there.
Okay.
You got the crotch one, so you're like a jet fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's this game come out?
I don't know. Sometime in the future.
Is it PS4?
PS4, Xbox One. I don't know if it's PC.
Gross. So it's not on PS5?
I don't think anybody's really announcing anything for PS5.
Yo, that sucks, because that's what I would buy a PS5 for.
You would buy a PS5 for Squadron?
For Shooter Cutie? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure.
I like the Shooty Shooty.
But, you know, what are you going to do? What you gonna do? And then I think like the one that most people were excited for was...
Tell me.
The skate announcement.
Oh, yeah.
Unannounced skate project.
I did see this.
The dudes from Skate came out and they're like, bro, we're working on Skate. You internet commented it into existence, apparently.
But what kind of game are
they? They don't tell you. They just say there is a new Skate project. And we're waiting for the time to reveal it because we want it to be right for the fans.
Okay.
And you know what? I have low expectations.
Okay.
I'm saying, I'm personally saying that it is a mobile game.
You think so?
And I'm going to be super disappointed.
You think so?
I don't, like, unless they're rebooting the Skate franchise, like, unless they just decide not to have Skate 4, and they're just like, we're going to reboot Skate. That would get me to buy a PS5.
I mean...
Skate 5. Skate 4.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
It's just, I don't know, they're too cagey on what they're announcing, and, like, they haven't even announced if it's, like, a full-fledged console release or anything. At least what I remember from watching the announcement. They're just like, we got a Skate project, bro!
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I just don't want to be disappointed. Skate's good. Skate's real good.
It is good.
Man, Skate's so good.
I just... Is skateboarding past? It's past its time.
Tell you what, it's coming back.
Says who?
Says Tony Hawk.
Fuck.
Tony Hawk's back in the limelight, baby.
If Tony Hawk is telling me skateboarding's coming back, then I know it's officially dead.
You know what that was, that website? Masterclass?
Yes.
They just released a Tony Hawk Masterclass. Fuck off. They did. You can learn how to skateboard from
Tony Hawk. Oh, really?
It's Tony Hawk's Masterclass.
But he only skates vert.
But he'll teach you the basics to get to vert.
But Tony Hawk doesn't know how to do the basics.
What are you talking about?
He just skates vert.
He knows the basics still.
Can he?
We watched that video where he did a fucking...
Where he can't half cab, do...
The... But then he did it eventually.
Yeah, because he practiced like a chump.
He didn't just naturally know it.
Yeah.
A little bitch.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. Skateboarding seems to be on the upturn.
Is it?
Especially in the COVID era.
I mean, you're not wrong. Yeah, all these things are kind of like,
right,
being physical. And yeah.
I'm sure someone's going to come out and call rollerblading gay again, and then rollerblading is not going to be cool.
Yeah.
The doy.
Yeah, man.
Of course.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah. I don't know. It looks cool. It doesn't even look cool. It's a cool announcement. I just don't want to get my hopes up because they're going to crush my dreams. And if they don't,
yay.
I'll eat lasagna. I don't know.
You'll eat lasagna?
Yeah, that's my punishment. I'll have to eat lasagna.
Oh, wow. I'll have to eat this delicious pasta.
I gotta eat my favorite food in the whole world. Ugh,
oh, fuck disgusting. Off.
There was also the New Game Plus Expo, which was a...
New Game Plus?
Yeah, which was a direct-style video
with
a bunch of hot new games coming out of Japan.
Okay.
Suda 51...
Oh, yes.
Shot things off. And he was like, hey, guys, thanks for checking out New Game Plus Expo.
Yeah.
We got a lot of hot games coming out from Japan. I'm also in front of this green screen where behind me is all new gameplay footage of No More Heroes 3.
Yeah.
But I will not move. And the madman showed off No More Heroes 3 gameplay. Yes. Brand new, never before seen, with his fat face in front of it the whole time. And it was a power move, and it was pure Suda 51.
I mean, if you got the ability.
If you got the ability, just might go as well. For it. Yeah. They announced Yis 9, I believe.
Did they?
That was the main show ender. There's a brand new Yis game. It looks fucking hot. You were in like a jail city.
What did they announce for the Switch, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
You're in like a jail city.
Okay.
There's a new 2D Bloodstained coming out.
Right, there's a sequel to Bloodstained. Yeah.
The old pixely one, not the
3D new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then what else is there? There was Idol Manager.
Yep.
You can have XCOM bases, but it's idols.
Yeah.
And you can send your idols on deadly concert missions.
Yep. That's
and
a game.
And then date your idols. Spicy.
That's too spicy. Someone say that's too real.
It's the realest.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, the realist.
Like, that is too real.
So that was a thing. Like, this was...
Don't take your coworkers, guys.
Don't do it. It's
bad.
It's bad.
It's bad news.
So, Vince.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Great. Fantastic.
There's some other cool stuff in there, but it's real weeb shit. And yes. It's definitely like there is a niche audience for every single one of these games, and there are none of them overlap. Like there was like a new Hyperdimension Neptunia game.
There was, yeah.
But it's a Musou. Like it's a shitty Dynasty Warriors.
I mean, sure.
I guess.
Why not?
Are those games that popular?
They're still making
them. I know they are. I bought a bundle with all of them at one point.
Well, clearly they don't have all of them now.
No, yeah. I don't have like ZX version 2 Vanillaware or something.
Yeah.
Speaking of Vanillaware.
Oh.
Vanillaware is coming out with a new game. Remember Vanillaware?
Mm.
The makers of Muramasa, the Demon Blade for the Wii?
Mm.
Have they come out with anything since then?
Vanillaware? Sure they have. They're Vanillaware.
They got to.
How else are they paying the bills?
Maybe they just closed down.
Ooh, that'd be sad.
What? Oh, they made Dragon's Crown. Oh, yeah. Wow, that game was short-lived. So, yeah. Jesus Christ, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
It's been a while.
Dragon's Crown last came out in 2013. Holy shit.
2013?
Yeah. That was the original release of Dragon's Crown.
Whew. Wow.
So 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim is the new game by Vanillaware. There are 13 characters. Mm. Apparently they can all summon robots in future Tokyo. And in true Vanillaware fashion, characters run from left to right. Beautiful yes. 2D animation.
They most certainly do run from left to right. Right.
And they talk to other characters who also have beautiful 2D animation. Unfortunately, they didn't show any sort of gameplay, any sort of mech shit happening.
Yeah.
But Vanillaware does not make visual novels.
No.
So you know there is going to be more to the talking. And with high school future Tokyo robots, I'm super down. Super down.
I need to see more of this. Like, I need to...
Have you ever not enjoyed a Vanillaware game?
I haven't played Muramasa.
Muramasa is very good. Dragon. I would say it's... I'd say the hardest one to get into out of their games is Grim Grimoire.
Grim Grimoire.
Where it's, like, layered RTS. You gotta summon fairies.
I feel like I played that, and I feel like I like that.
I think it's the hardest one to get into. It's good.
Oh, they did Odin Sphere.
And they did Odin Sphere, baby. That remake is so good.
Okay.
Original Odin Sphere. Little rough.
Yeah, but that remake. Though, they made it better.
They did. That remake is very good.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't know. I thought that was very exciting. Okay. The news came out last week, but I missed it. So shut up. and then we're gonna go into streaming news. So this one's just funny. There is a man in the States.
Yeah.
His name is Eric Estavillo.
That's a name.
He has previously sued Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo, and Blizzard.
Why?
And now he is suing Twitch.
Why?
Because he says that Twitch... I'll just run through the story, okay? It's easier if I run through the story.
Okay.
According to the complaint filed by the Superior Court of California, Estavillo suffers from several medical issues which require him to rely entirely on the internet for all of his entertainment, as well as OCD and sex addiction, which the complaint claims Twitch makes worse.
Oh my God.
Quote, Twitch has extremely exacerbated his condition by displaying many sexually suggestive women streamers through Twitch's twisted programming netcode, end quote. The complaint also states, quote, making it nearly impossible for the plaintiff to use Twitch without being exposed to sexual content, end quote.
Whoa.
So the lawyer is saying that the Twitch algorithm only or primarily recommends people scantily clad women.
Mm.
in order for them to stay on the platform and use the website. And because he has this condition, they are at fault because he can't stop. He can't stop watching.
So he's suing them because he's addicted to Twitch?
He's suing them because the business practices of Twitch are predatory in nature due to his condition.
Wow.
So he has strictly pointed out female streamers, some of which very scantily clad.
Sure.
But also, this guy's a fucking nutcase.
Yes.
Guess how much he's suing Twitch for?
I this could be anything, so I don't know.
$25 million.
What?
I recommend reading about the case because it is a fucking roller coaster of insanity. From the fact that he has repeatedly sued other gaming industry manufacturers to the fact that he has his, oh my god, his whole official complaint is up online and you can look at it through a PDF. And there is about, I don't know, I want to say 15 to 20 pages solely dedicated to female streamers in their most scantily clad. Like, he's just cherry picking all the shit that's like, oh, look, this is on your website that's aimed at children and blah, blah, blah. And also it makes my shit worse. But some of them are just like, this girl's just sitting here.
Yeah, not doing anything. That's how most people, like that girl in particular, yeah. It's the summer. That's like, how everyone dresses.
She's just sitting there. But then there's other shit where it's just like, oh, these people said that if you get to a certain amount of subs, well, kiss my girlfriend. Or I'll kiss not my girlfriend, but like my friend who is a girl.
Okay.
And it's like lesbian incentive, I
guess. Okay, okay.
Right? And it's like, dude, you need to fucking relax.
Well, good luck to you, sir.
You know what? It's America. Sue who you want to sue, I guess.
Yeah, if you can get it done, bravo, I guess.
Like, Jesus Christ.
But we all know it ain't happening.
It ain't going anywhere. But the biggest news in the streaming video game sphere right now is... Dude.
Yes.
Remember Mixer?
Yeah.
Microsoft, shut that shit down.
Wait, what?
Microsoft is shutting down Mixer and partnering with Facebook Gaming.
Oh! What?
So if you remember a couple months ago, I talked about a couple stories that Microsoft paid millions of dollars to big-name streamers Ninja and Shroud in order to bring Mixer into the streaming ecosystem, the streaming sphere that people will think about. This week, to the warning of nobody on their platform, they just said, yeah, we're gonna shut it down July 22nd. So good luck, I guess. And this breaks both contracts with both of those people. But they have to, the thing here, here's the kicker. The coolest or the craziest story, I think, comes from those two contracts.
Yeah.
Because Microsoft had to pay them out.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. Of their contract.
Yeah.
There was nothing in there that's like, oh, no, you still got stuff to go, so you have to go to Facebook Gaming. So yeah. Now those two are free agents.
Nice.
And there was a story in the background that people were saying that Ninja and Shroud were offered double what the Mixer contracts were.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking upwards of $60 million for Ninja to come to Facebook Gaming. And there are rumors that Ninja was like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, Facebook is a no-no.
The reason they're saying this is because during the whole COVID, everyone's inside, Mixer was actually one of the few gaming sites to not really receive a bump in terms of viewership.
Yeah.
And they're like, if we can't do it in COVID times, then...
We can't do it ever.
We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
So they're using this as an opportunity to partner with Facebook and kind of combine their powers to further their xCloud cloud gaming thing. Do you remember xCloud? What that was?
No.
xCloud was the technology where it's cloud gaming, right? You can play, I just buy a game and then you're not actually running the game.
Oh, you mean like it's on a server somewhere?
It's on a server somewhere, you're doing whatever. Yes, yes, yes. But the thing they had, the idea they had is that you'll be able to affect the streamer's game, right? Like you could pay money, like, oh, the streamer is stuck at a certain part.
Yeah.
So a viewer could like pay a donation or something. And then they play the streamer's game for them because it's all in the cloud, right?
Yes.
Right? You give over controls and do shit like that. And it's a wild idea. I think it's kind of dumb.
I think it's kind of cool.
I guess, but the tech that will come from it that is cool will not be for video games.
Of course not.
Yeah.
It'll be more like commercial use.
Yeah, it'll be more commercial use. But yeah, man, like...
That's cool.
That's... fucking crazy. Like Microsoft just said, fuck it, we're out of here.
That's wild.
I was talking to Brian on my Twitch stream the other day. We're talking about this.
Yes.
And he put it perfectly.
What?
He thinks the reason they failed. Well, I think the reason they failed is that their platform was fine, but they weren't able to get any sort of virality from their streamers. Like once they were there, it was very comfortable. Right? There's no drama coming out of Mixer. There's no if you guys know the live streaming community, there's a thing called live stream fails.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of streamers, their goal is to get on LSF.
Oh, really?
Because if their post garners a lot of traction,
they'll get
way more views because people want to see what this person is and what they have to offer.
Yeah.
Right. And nobody from Mixer was on LSF. I don't know if that was because just people didn't link clips or what, but the Mixer community was too wholesome.
They were too good.
They were too good, and they didn't create any sort of virality around it. And then Ryan said, of course they didn't. Microsoft is the boomer of tech companies. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. That's a perfect way to describe Microsoft in this instance.
Wow.
They dump so much money into this only to just team up with Facebook and then call it a day. It's kind of nuts.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, all the Facebook streaming, I think Microsoft is going to be sharing their tech that they had for like low latency streaming and all that with Facebook. And
yeah,
it's just going to be two billionaire powerhouses trying to beat Twitch, but... Yeah, I'm not touching Facebook gaming. Like, I don't know. I only have my Facebook account to, like, talk to you guys through Messenger. Mm. But, yeah.
That's wild.
It's kind of nuts.
Yeah, no, that's...
Major business moves.
That's fucked.
So I went on Mixer when the news broke, and... all the streams on the front page were basically just people sobbing because they spent all this time building up a community on Mixer, and then with of no warning to anybody, Microsoft was just like, goodbye. Like, you built this community and maybe this is your means of living now, but also fuck you.
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, hey, that's business.
That's business though. Right. That's what happens when your employees aren't technically employees.
Yeah.
Right? And that sometimes that happens when your employees are technically employees.
I mean, that's what happens when you're technically self-employed, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, shit happens.
The Uber economy is kind of fucked.
Yeah. No different from all the people who bought all those Airbnbs to make an empire. And now, guess what? No one's at them.
Yeah.
And you're losing all... You're going bankrupt.
Is Airbnb still a thing?
What do you mean?
Like, does Airbnb still make a lot of money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make a lot of money.
But it's more so the people who are like, I just bought up rooms everywhere.
Yes.
In order to do Airbnb.
Yes. Okay. Like, I have like an empire of...
Of Airbnb hotels or whatever.
Yes. Okay. Like, those people make so much money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously now they're realizing that...
They make way less money.
Oh, yeah. They're losing so much money so fast. I've reading about, like, stories about... People just like they have these empires and it is just bankrupting them now.
Oh, because nobody's.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Like just in January before the thing like really broke out here, mm-hmm. It's like they were making enough income that was more than double what they would have to pay to like just keep the mortgage rates on those rooms, right? Yeah. But then come February, it's just exponential expenses.
Good. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck those people.
Yeah, so
That's insane. Yeah. But yeah, it was a lot of people who were just like crying about that on their front page, or the alternative were other people being like, bro, just use Twitch. I'm moving to Twitch. And they're just advertising Twitch on the Mixer platform.
Yeah. Well, what else are you going to do, right?
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
Like, your only option now is YouTube.
Yeah, or Facebook Gaming.
Well, no, that's not a real option.
That's not a real option. You don't want to go on Boomer Gaming?
No. No. That sucks, but also...
That's business.
That's business. That's also kind of part of the industry, right? Like. Yeah. That's always been a risk with, you know, trying to make it on your own in the online world, in the mm-hmm. online space, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think YouTube will ever shut down, but the possibility is there.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
right. YouTube never made a profit or some shit.
Yeah. They just kind of, it's just their loss leader, right?
Yeah. They just have it.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, and don't get me wrong, I get the appeal, right? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to say don't have a real job, but
because there are people who have YouTube channels and like that shit's a nine to nine.
I don't want to call it like it's not a real job, but it's not a traditional job.
You don't have to go to an office. You don't have to wear a suit.
And like, I get the appeal. You're doing what you love, and maybe, yeah, it still works. But some days are hard, but like, it is better than like, say what I'm doing, right? Like doing the 9 to 5 office grind.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that's one of the risks, right? You don't really have job security. You don't know what's the future holds. Like, mm-hmm. It's more like these type of jobs are definitely short-term outlook. Like, you can never look at it being like...
You can't look at being an Uber driver the same way you can look at being a taxi driver.
Yes. Like, a taxi driver, you know that, like, you basically have...
You're part of a union. You have benefits.
Yeah.
You're getting a salary, maybe...
Yeah, like if something bad happens at the company, you know that you're at, to some point...
You're not completely fucked.
Yeah, you have some protection. But like here, it's just like... Or like with Twitch or with Mixer or with YouTube, it's just like... Shit goes south.
Very fast. Yeah. Very hard.
And like there is no escape plan. It's mm-hmm. like you go down, so...
It was, it was interesting times.
Yeah, no, it's interesting.
That's it.
Cool.
Those are my picks.
Neato Bandito.
Avatar The Last Airbender and Smite.
Oh yeah, you did show me that video.
Yeah.
Gross.
I don't know.
No Azula, no Bai.
I don't
know. Cool.
There's no bloodbending. I don't give a shit.
Oh shit, bloodbending. I forgot about that.
Should rewatch that.
Dark magic.
Oh, and if you're Canadian, Ghibli movies are on Canadian Netflix.
Yes.
I believe it's now. I'm literally checking to make sure it's.
I think so. My friend just posted a story. She's pretty excited. Watch the Ghibli.
Yeah, it's right there.
You know what?
My Neighbor Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service, all that shit's on there.
Maybe I'll watch one of those this weekend.
Spirited Away.
Maybe I'll do that.
I think I'm going to finally watch Castle in the Sky.
Castle. Oh, okay.
I haven't watched that one.
Okay.
I do not recommend Howl's Moving Castle.
Why?
Because it's hot garbage.
Well, I haven't seen Spirited Away, so I might
watch it. Yeah, well, but what? I lost my ability to talk for a second. I'm sorry, what? You've never seen Spirited Away?
I still remember when that came out in the theaters. I'm like, I should see that. And I didn't.
Bro, you tripping. What? How can you be an anime fan haven't seen Spirited Away?
Listen, anime is a broad topic, my friend.
That's insane.
It's like saying, how can you be a video game fan but you hate Tetris?
Yeah, Tetris is the best game.
Thursday.
Okay. So tomorrow.
Yeah.
How can you hate Tetris?
It's boring.
It's the ultimate video game.
You know, it's better than Pong.
It is better than Pong.
Yeah.
But if you had to tell me, Anthony, what is the best video game?
Really?
It's probably Tetris.
Really?
Like in terms of widest appeal, longest lasting. Like it's a simplistic game that never gets boring.
I get pretty bored after, like, the first 10 levels.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you keep playing it like, you come back to it, and then you're like, oh, I'll play Tetris.
I haven't played Tetris in years.
Oh, baby. It's time to play Tetris.
Like, the only time I play Tetris is if someone's rocking the DS single cart package.
Oh, that's what I got. You want to play that?
No, because I don't have a DS anymore.
I can lend you it. I can lend you my DS.
Nah, it's good.
What about
we good?
We play Puyo Puyo versus Tetris, but I just put it Tetris only mode.
How about
yeah?
Let's not and say we did.
Oh man, that's boring. But yeah, it's all. I think yeah, I'm gonna watch Moving Castle and probably Kiki's Delivery Service again because I haven't seen that shit in a long time.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
Now that's it.
All right, cool. Time for our weeks?
Yes.
Okay, my week is easy.
So is mine.
I don't think I did anything.
Oh my god.
I'm like, I'm searching my brain. No Gundam Seed again.
Fucking finish it. Just get it out of the way.
I downloaded Bruce Lee's Be Like Water. Didn't watch it. I did fucking jack shit. Yeah. I mean, it was Father's Day this weekend, so I did some, like, small things there. Like, I went to go test drive a couple cars with my dad. That's it.
That's... What the fuck?
I opened some more toys.
That's what you did. You did open toys.
I did. So
tell me about your toys.
So behind you, in the glass cage, I have the Dragon Zord and the Megazord. Those are the soul of Chogokin.
Ooh.
Careful, that door's a bit locked, so you have to pull real hard.
A bit locked? What, am I going to shatter some glass?
No, you just pull it. No, from the top, pull it. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's scary as fuck. Yeah.
So you can pull them out. So I opened both of them. Yes. And they, like, they're definitely...
These are heavy boys.
They're shiny, and then they're Power Rangers. I always forgot that the Dragon Zord was, like, in base mode, or base form, was always so much smaller than the Megazord.
Yo, these are bulky as fuck.
Yeah, they're cool. They're expensive, I'm not gonna lie.
How expensive are we talking?
I think that Megazord's, like,
$300.
And I think the Dragon Zord's about two.
Mamma mia.
They are the... Ooh, yeah, they just... That tail is supposed to come off like that. they are probably the best versions of these, let's say, robots. The only thing is they do not include any of the original
Rangers?
No, lights and sounds that the original toys had.
Like, so you don't get that sweet like
yeah, the Dragon Zord had that super annoying like red beeping thing. And you're like, shut the fuck up.
And yes. All those lights in the center would go off.
No, yeah, so it doesn't have that. But they combine, and they have combiner-specific...
They combine?
Wait, you've never seen these things combine?
I've never seen the toys combine. I've seen, like, it on the show.
What?
I haven't seen these toys combine.
Okay, well, I'll show you some other time. But yeah, so, like, they're super cool.
Where's Titanus? Titanius, whatever the fuck his name is.
So Titanus is the one I couldn't afford.
How much is that one?
Like $350.
That's $50 more. Just buy it.
Yeah, but that one doesn't do anything.
But it's cool.
But I always hated that.
Hey, I'm gonna give you a little hint.
Yeah.
Toys don't do anything.
I know, but like that one is literally just like you buy that one because it's a cool toy on its own. Because
it's a big boy.
No, but because like I need my Megazord to stand on somebody. Like that was had whole thing's purpose. Like it didn't have anything else.
Yeah, you bought stairs for all of your sailor things to go on.
Yeah, but that was like $20.
Yeah, but so then you gotta flex. You gotta flex on the stairs.
And I never liked it. Like, okay, here's the thing: the Megazord and the Dragon Zord are very cool.
Yes.
But the reason I bought them is because they have one combined mode that was only ever seen in like two episodes, and that was my favorite form.
Okay, and hipster.
Huh?
Hipster?
That's my one Power Rangers hipster okay, move. Yeah, that was it. And it doesn't even use the Red Ranger or the Pink Ranger.
Wow.
Like, it's just a black, blue, yellow, and green.
Cool.
And you basically got the Dragon Knight. And he was so cool.
I'm down with this. So he was the Buster Blader.
And he had a Drill Lance.
All right, okay.
So that would make them cool, but yeah, no, they're cool toys. Expensive. Do I think they're worth it? Absolutely not. But but hey, if you like Power Rangers, they're like as display things, as things to pick up and be like, yo, this is a toy.
I would like to talk shit about your toy purchasing habits.
Yeah,
but you spending this type of money on shit is the same as me spending money on video game shit.
Yeah, more or less.
So I have no room to talk.
Yeah, and then I bought this Optimus Prime. This is brand new.
This tiny Optimus Prime.
This Earthrise Optimus Prime. And you're gonna be like, "This is a toy.
This is a toy ass toy.
Yeah, it's a toy ass toy. It's my most favorite thing I've bought in like the last year.
Why?
Because it is just so simple. I've been spending so much time opening like expensive, large toys that are so complicated that come with like a billion accessories." And they're just not fun to handle. They're just like, oh, you got to do this, and you got to be careful with that. Or not necessarily be careful, but it's like, if you just want to transform
it. If you open it this way, you're going to fucking break it.
Yeah, and it's just like, it's got so much complexity to them that it's just like, oh, right, I got to remember to flip out this panel before I do this.
Yeah.
But this Optimus is kind of just like, this is made for children, but it's still like viable enough to be a cool enough toy for an adult. Mm-hmm. And like, you could leave it on the desk, and you could still do fun shit with it, and it's just like... This is great. This is what I want. And I remember why I liked Transformers now. I'm like, because they're fun. They just do dumb, fun things. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, his chest splits.
I broke him in half.
Yeah, well, that's why he's, again, whatever.
Cool.
Having said all that, I just...
So you're telling me, how much is this one?
I don't know, like $50.
So you're telling me the $50 toy.
Yeah.
Is significantly more fun
yes.
than the $350 toy
yes.
combined with yes. the other $200 toy.
Yes.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
I came to this conclusion, and then you know what I did?
What?
I spent $400 on a 16-inch tall Evangelion.
Oh, you fucking bought that? I saw you talking about it on Twitter. Did you actually buy that?
Yeah.
Did you buy that lanky boy with nerd neck?
Oh, God.
Oh, my
damn.
God.
It's so cool because he has like a... full plastic over covering his suit so he has seamless joints.
You're a fucking nut bar.
I don't know if he's gonna fit in any of these shelves, so I might have to have him like doing the running pose.
Yeah.
So that should be here one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
What?
The $50 toy is the more fun toy.
Yeah. It is.
You know, since you don't like all your big complicated toys, I'll totally take your Galgaigar off your hands.
Nope. And this $50 toy came with a trailer. Because he's a truck.
That's just added value.
Yeah, man.
Also, he's the way you said that, you are 8.
Yeah.
Check that out. Came with a truck.
He came with a... He's a truck, and he can stand on it.
That's pretty fucking rad.
He's just like, what's up, bitch?
You know, I'm gonna take a picture of that, and that's gonna be the other side of the thumbnail for this episode.
Yeah, he's just like, yo, bitch, I'm on a truck.
I'm on a truck.
Yeah,
I'm on a truck. Everybody, look at me, cause I'm sailing on a truck.
So yeah, I did that. I have a couple more toys I need to open. I need to figure out where I'm gonna put them. Blah blah blah.
All this stuff, it's so much work.
Yeah, once I get all my toys open, I can finally move back onto Gundams and start building them.
And filming.
Oh, let's not be crazy. let's not be crazy.
Come on, I'm trying to let the audience know what they want.
Let's not be crazy,
Come on.
Let's see, what else I do? I went hunting for this specific snack I wanted.
Okay, we're getting into the weeds here now. All right.
I wanted... brown sugar boba ice cream bars.
I've had those. They're very good.
I went to 5 stores. 5 Asian supermarkets.
Yeah.
Fully stocked with everything but that.
Bro, you know why?
Why?
Because the army of 8 of Kevin Nguyen's are out there.
Fuck, man.
Buying it for their ABG girlfriends.
So the thing is, I was trying to buy it for my girlfriend. Does that make me a Kevin Nguyen?
Here's the thing. Is your girlfriend an ABG?
No.
Are you a Kevin Nguyen?
No.
Not anymore, because you took that piercing out.
Yes! There
you
go. Yes!
That's your downside. Once you get the earring in,
yeah,
then you got first picks on whatever.
Oh, but you're saying if I had the earring, I would get...
If you had the earring, shit. It was like plus 10 luck to ratchet-ass movements.
Shit. shit. Yeah.
Also, your hair is too long.
Is it?
It's too long to be full-on... Is it AGG?
I think it's AGG, yeah. Yeah, so I couldn't find that snack. I was pretty pissed. Whatever. Okay? So I had a whole bunch of
other grapefruit. So you made your own tapioca.
I wish.
Okay.
But then the rest of the weekend was just a whole lot of random activities, and that's really it. Random activities and sleep.
Okay.
I think so.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing to write home about.
I dabbled in cooking.
I heard.
I made some carbonara.
I heard.
It turned out very good. I think I might be good at making Italian food.
Oh, no. The Italian might be good at making Italian food?
Yeah, you know.
Bull fucking shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might know what's going on when it comes to Italian food. I'm not sure.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
I think I might be better.
Mate, you know what? Get that ketchup tomato sauce and let's go.
Let's do it.
I dabbled in making some carbonara. It was my first time like making something where there was like a trick to making it, I guess.
What do you mean?
So like when you make the carbonara, you got to make like an egg slurry, right? It's like egg, pepper, fuck ton of cheese. But how you, like that's the carbonara sauce.
All raw, right?
Right, all raw.
Yeah.
But how it works is that when you put the pasta from the pasta water into a pan of bacon.
Yes.
You put the egg slurry on top, but you have to mix it real fast and real good. Because if you don't, it just becomes scrambled eggs. And there's something about moving it around while it's being cooked by the residual heat of the pasta that turns it into a sauce rather than just clumps of egg.
It's amazing how science works out.
Bro, science is nuts.
Yeah.
So I made that and it turned out super good. And now I'm afraid because I know how to make it and it's not healthy. So I could just make it whenever and it's not hard.
Yeah, it'll be very cost effective.
Right. It's super effective in every single aspect except for eating healthy.
Well, isn't that just Italian food?
How dare you? How dare you? I'll tell you, I get my daily dose of tomatoes.
Okay.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. But it actually turned out really well, so I was kind of proud of that. It was good.
Yeah.
But I played a bunch. Oh, no, I'll save games for last. I've been reading some new manga. I started reading Gintama. Because I was like, you know, I'm almost caught up on the 1,000+ chapters of Hajime no Ippo. You know, I'm almost caught up in Berserk.
I was going to say, Gintama's one of these.
You know, I'm almost caught up, or I am caught up on One Piece.
Yes.
You know, I should probably start another 1,000+ chapter manga.
God.
To fill my time. So far, I've only got through like 10 chapters of Gintama. But holy fuck, is that show funny. There's a lot of great just like reference shit. Their timing for gag comedy is really good. Gintoki and the crew just getting into like kind of wild
stuff.
Like, one of the earlier chapters has a mailman coming over to their place and like he crashes into a building and says, please deliver this package. Oh, and he dies or whatever. But then you get to where the thing is and it's the equivalent of the White House and they throw the package in because they're like, whatever, we just got to deliver it, right? So they throw it in and it's a fucking bomb. They trick them into doing a terrorist attack on the government. And they're like, shit, we got to run.
Huh.
And that's the gag.
That's it?
Like, the gag is, we did terrorism. There's a lot of, like...
How old is this?
It's kind of old.
Yeah, like, okay, I was gonna say.
I forget when it originally came out.
Like, that doesn't sound like a joke that could fly.
Yeah. When did it originally... That's the anime.
Because I remember this being out, like, circa original Big Three
era. Original serialization was in... 2003.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
This is the one with Ichigo, right?
Gintoki. Ichigo is Bleach, my dude.
No, there's another Ichigo who's a girl. I forget. Never mind.
Maybe I haven't got to that character yet.
Eh, who cares?
But yeah. Apparently, like, all the... What am I trying to say? The thing that made me want to read it, or start it, is that my friend linked me some clips from the anime that he wants to watch. And I was like, that's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just read it. I'll just get ahead of the game and then see what's up.
Like, is this for like a marathon thing?
He wants to eventually watch it for a marathon. But then I was just like, I'll just read it. Fuck it.
Okay.
Because I don't know when he's going to pick it.
Ah.
But speaking of marathons.
Yes.
My friends and I did another marathon night. And we marathoned the first 2 seasons of Daria.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah, that was you who I read doing this. Yeah. Okay.
So we marathoned the first 2 seasons of Daria. And that show, as an adult...
Let me guess. way more funny.
Way funnier.
Because you understand it all now.
Daria, so there are two shows I watched as a kid.
Yeah.
Where I pretended to like it because my older cousins liked it. Right? Or older kids liked it. So I wanted to be cool like the older kids.
Well, we all do.
We all do.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, oh, I totally get Seinfeld. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. The opposite. So funny.
I get Seinfeld.
Yeah. I'm 8.
Yeah. But so funny.
So funny. I get it. So relatable. And Daria was the other one. Where it was one of those cool cartoons that showed up late at night, and I'd watch it because I liked the music, like all the musical transitions and stuff.
Yeah.
But I honestly did not get half of the shit that was in the show.
Yeah, to be fair, like when it came on when I was a kid, I knew I didn't get it.
Yeah, but...
And I was like, I don't like this.
Oh, my thing was like, I have to like it because the cool kids like it. The older kids like it. Like, so I have to know.
I wanted to like it because it was like animated, and back then I was like, this has got to be a cartoon, right? Yeah, like, yeah. I gotta...
It's one of them cartoons.
Yeah, but clearly I was wrong.
But now coming into it, it is so much more enjoyable. Daria, for those of you who don't know, is a very apathetic teenager.
Yeah.
Who quite. Is going to Lawndale High.
Lawndale High.
And her friend Jane are dealing. They're basically the intellectual hipsters. They're what known in school as a brain because they're very smart.
Yeah.
But they're also very, pessimistic.
Yeah, they're the most annoying people in high school.
About everything.
Yeah.
Basically, she's too smart for her own good.
Yeah.
But she still also hasn't learned a lot of stuff from just living life. So yes. She has the book smarts, but not the street smarts.
Yes.
And it comes in, like, the episodes usually revolve around regular high school hijinks. And Daria is the quote-unquote adult character who sees it for what it is.
Yeah.
But the other ones are, like, things that Daria doesn't know how to handle, and like emotional struggles between friends and dating and whatever and all this stuff. And those episodes are super interesting. But as I was saying earlier, the show is very funny, but not in like a ha-ha rolling on the ground laughing funny. Not in a Gintama funny.
Are we talking British dry humor?
We're talking British dry humor and oh fuck, that's too real type funny. There is one line in season 2 where they're talking about going to a prestigious school, right? And she's talking with one of her friends who's a black student, and they're just talking about like goals in the seminar.
Yeah.
Like, Daria, like, what's your goal? Come on. What? She's like, I don't have a goal. Come on, you gotta have something that you're like aspiring to. And Daria says, my goal is to not wake up at 40 in a job I hate, because I had to pick a career in my teens.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, fuck. Like, dear God, stop it. I don't want to think about real life in this cartoon, Jesus.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff like that where you kind of realize that each character is this archetype and they each play their own very specific role in growing up.
Yeah.
That it all culminates. My favorite, the one I really hated as a kid was Brittany's character, if you don't remember her.
She's the popular girl?
She was the really ditzy cheerleader girl with the blonde, curly hair, and she dated the quarterback.
Yeah.
But the thing I didn't realize at the time is, like, as a kid, I always focused on her, like, loud, annoying voice, and it was, like, really graining. It still is.
Mm-hmm.
But her storylines are, like, some of the most, like, in-depth, morally questioning type storylines. And you're just like, oh, that's so hilarious that they, like, it's one of those things where you think about it and it's funny, but you're not really laughing, that they give the ditzy, stupid girl kind of like the most complex things to deal with.
But I think that's, maybe it's my high school experience, but I feel like that's generally how it is.
Again, my high school experience only, was very solitary.
Only because like the Daria character, like the reason, like it's like you said, she's book smart, but she doesn't have like, the how to live.
Yeah, yeah.
It was because the ditzy, like the Brittany character, she gets all those real life experiences. Mm. That's why she has the more, like the more interesting character development. Like
thought-provoking development.
Yeah, because like she's more exposed to that just because of like the nature of just being more of a socialite.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And like just watching the show I get so much more out of it. There's like 5 seasons, so we didn't get close to finishing it.
They're like half an hour episode.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
But the cool thing about this one is MTV ran that show back when it came out. And if you remember, MTV was the king of music. if your music was not on MTV, you were nothing.
Yeah.
So, MTV just fucking used music. Like, I'm pretty sure they didn't have the license to.
Yeah.
Because what are they going to do? Artists going to be like, fuck you, and then they're not going to play their shit on MTV? No. So, this version we found, it's the DVD quality of episodes, but the audio is from the original television airing. So you get the visuals of like nice DVD quality, but the actual licensed music and all that shit.
Well, that sounds cool.
And a lot of the intermissions and like scene transitions, it's like you hear four beats of a song and you're like, what 90s song was that?
Oh.
Right? It's kind of like Guess That Musical or Guess That Music. It was pretty fun.
Neat.
Yeah. There's a lot of like, remember How Bizarre?
No.
How Bizarre. Da-na-na, da-na-na.
Okay, maybe I do.
Yeah, there's like Spice Girls in there, a lot of Nirvana, Beastie Boys.
Was the 90s.
Yeah, it was a lot of crazy shit like that where you're just like, I forgot all about this song until right now. But overall, it's a very good show.
Yeah.
Also, explaining the premise to...
the people?
To Mr. Brian.
Yeah.
He brought out an interesting observation. I don't know if you'll agree with it.
Okay.
But he says that Daria sounds like modern day Vince.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I was like, he's going to not like that.
No. It's about right. It's about right.
But it's a fantastic show. Definitely much better than when I originally watched it. And I think I might just watch the rest on my own because... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just really, really good.
Mm.
The hearing like all the complaints from the parents about their whole situation, like Power Mom and Dumb Dad.
Yes.
Daria falling in love with Jane's brother, Trent, and stuff like that. There's a lot of really interesting storylines that will... I think my favorite episode of the whole season, like the whole marathon, was one where the school invited back like some legendary quarterback from high school. And he comes back and he's just a total prick because he's still living in that high school era, right? He's got long hair. He's like, yeah, I was the hot shit. You bunch of nerds and blah, 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 all this shit. And then as a joke, Daria and Jane were just like, I wish you just would fucking drop dead. And then he drops dead.
Ooh.
Like almost instantly. Immediately. Yeah. Right. And it becomes this struggle of like all of the students are now thinking about life and how death is very... It could be around the corner. You don't know.
Yes.
But because nobody really thinks about that stuff, they all go to Daria. And then Daria's like, they're all saying, well, Daria, you're gloomy.
Ooh.
Right? Tell me about how to deal with this. Like, what do you think about whatever? And then Daria gets her own little, like, existential crisis of, like, I'm not gloomy. I just think about this stuff. And, like, why does everybody call me the depressing girl when I'm not actually that? They don't even know me. They don't talk to me. And it becomes, like... where the true divide is between people, why they're in their high school roles and like how they get there and stuff. Like it's a super deep dive into high school social cliques through the viewing of a death.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, bro, this show is so smart. Why am I watching this?
Mm.
It's not a cartoon. It was fantastic. I really liked it. And then I guess the last thing I did is I played the Ghost Runner demo
on PC,
the first person die, like a hit once you die ninja game. That's super fun. I beat the whole demo in 9 minutes.
Oh wow.
Because it's exactly like you see it on the trailers. It is super fast. Just get in there,
super fast,
super hot.
Yeah.
Get in there, one hit deaths for everybody.
Yeesh.
If you die, it just goes to a red screen. There's no death animation. It's just a red screen that says you die. Press R to restart.
Yeah.
And it's instant reload. Like, no loading screen, no nothing. Like, Super Meat Boy levels instant reload. And it's crazy fun. And I can totally see trying to plan out the perfect route through each level to try and, like, get the most stylish and efficient kills and stuff like that.
Right.
Super cool. Super, super cool. I did play The Last of Us.
I heard you beat it.
Because we were talking about doing
a game club.
And I accidentally beat it.
How do you accidentally beat it?
You accidentally beat it.
Because like it sounds like you just sat down
and decided to play it in one sitting.
You accidentally beat it by beating 80% of the game in one sitting.
Oh, my God.
And you're just like...
Were you by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were playing with somebody.
No, like... no, I was just by myself. And I was like, oh, I can't be that far. Ooh. And then you check a guide, and you're like, oh, I'm at the end of the game. Oh, okay.
You couldn't tell?
Huh?
You couldn't tell?
I forgot, like, how... Like, I actually got confused in my memory of, like, what things are where and, like, what levels are when.
I just mean, like, by how much time elapsed.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually I was like, oh, I did, like, a very long gaming spree.
Mm.
So, yeah, whenever you want to do that retrospective, like, I'm totally down because I'm 100% caught up. very good.
Okay.
Yeah, just let me know when you play whatever you want to play.
Okay, listen, I'll play the first three chapters.
Yes, please don't marathon like I did. Yeah. Spoilers. I enjoy that game.
It's a good game.
That's a good game.
I haven't played it since I played it on the PS3, so. Have you seen all the controversy around the second one?
I've been trying to avoid spoilers of the story.
Yeah, like, I don't know anything. I just know there's controversy.
All I've heard is that people love the gameplay.
Hate the story. And
they hate the story.
Yeah,
that's because apparently it's some sort of...
Who knows?
SJW propaganda. I don't know.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough.
There are lesbians in my game. I don't know what to do, Vince.
I don't get it.
I don't know. That's the complaints I've been hearing.
I don't get it, man. We all love lesbian porn. Why can't we have them in our video games?
Yeah. All right. Equal opportunity for lesbians.
Yeah.
If I can watch them kiss, I can watch them kill.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah. Yeah. When you say it like that, it's like, out of context, that is awful.
Yeah. If I can watch them make out with each other, I can watch them brutally murder people begging for their lives.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
All right. Equality for lesbians.
All right.
Yeah, I don't really know what the controversy is because I don't want to spoil the story.
That's fair.
And I learned that my sister bought the game. So when she's done with it, I don't have to buy it.
Oh, Dose? Bought a Dose?
Unless I want to buy that Ellie edition where new stock just randomly appeared on the PlayStation official store that you can buy. And like, maybe I need a Ellie backpack. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It came with a backpack.
Yeah, the Ellie edition was nuts. It came with everything.
Yeah, you should buy that. No. It's only like $300.
It's too much.
It's
too much.
No.
Mamma mia.
No, I think you're okay. It's good.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. Cool. It's not happening.
Cool.
Ooh, oh shit. It's out. Okay, never mind. It's out of stock.
Oh, it's out of stock now.
It's out of stock now. So it's too late.
Okay.
Good.
Right.
My wallet thanks the other buyers.
Wow.
So yeah, the main thing I did in my week in terms of gaming, I can't talk about.
Yes.
But it was very good.
Okay.
Highly recommend.
Good to know.
We will talk about it in future episodes on a separate podcast.
I think we will. That will happen very soon.
Like right now. No, it's not happening.
But you know what, if you want to play along with us, yeah, play up to chapter 3 of The Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll start a game club next week.
Yeah,
a little bit of a short announcement that came out of nowhere if you didn't get this far in the episode, but oh well.
What are you talking about? We've been talking about it for like the past 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, sure, we'll do it. We're gonna do it
now. We're gonna do it. We also gotta figure out when we want to get all those waifus in an Excel sheet,
right?
Because like people actually sent us in waifus,
right?
So
okay, we'll do that. Yes, we will.
Will we? Maybe?
Yes.
I think
so.
Okay.
I think we have to.
All right.
Okay. Anything else you did this week?
I was just being a sexy-ass bitch all week. I don't know what to say.
Wow.
Right? Like, it's like Beyonce said, if you don't got to jump to get in them jeans, then you don't know my pain. Like,
that's a great place to end. That's a great place to end.